even thinking of the offseason, I just think Miami, because that's just where I see home.
I'm in a unique situation with my dad being in the NFL, so I've been going to the Combine every year since 1994.
It can be very taxing on you. There's enough pressure already to perform.
Here, you're just another number.
I hope I was able to make you guys proud in the way that I was always proud when I told people boldly that I am a Cleveland Brown.
Even thinking of the offseason, I just think Miami, because that's just, you know, that's just where I see home.
We are at the U. This place means a lot to me, man, you know. I became a man here, you know, let's say that. I came here as a little kid, came back, came to Cleveland. As a grown man, so always pay respects to this place, you know. Dr. Stratton.
Oh my God.
In the flesh. Oh my
God. I need to talk to you.
Right. Not once, no letter, no nothing.
This is Dr. Stratton right here.
Yeah.
Doctor, can you please explain what you do for UM?
I am a learning specialist and David was one of my most favorite people
because
gave me a whole lot of things.
Oh, stop. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, get out of here. I got to talk to you about your brother, though.
Okay.
What? You were right. What?
He's crazy, right?
Well, I no words. No words.
Crazy.
But he'll mature.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you'll talk to him, right?
I got you. I promise.
Yeah, right.
Hello, man. What's up? Good? Long time, good seeing you again. Alright, so where's Benny at?
What's up, bud?
How much? Got these guys following me all day.
Huh? David's great. David just
he's being nice.
David just kept me awake all day. You know, he just can't get tired with David.
Oh, man. You remember that one time I got sick?
You put up God. Monday to Friday because you know what he's going to do on Saturday.
Joe, you're not busy, right, Joe? You don't got anything
to do? I got nothing to do.
You must ask for great accuracy, Joe, because if it's not here, you don't catch it.
Yes.
Right, he had it right here. He ain't going up there.
I caught me a few one time.
Yeah, you did.
Couple of them. I don't know why linebackers think, you know, they can cover a tight end.
Look, I can't put hands on you.
I hope you can handle me because you keep coming anywhere else.
I can't do what?
You can't cover me any other way.
I keep up with you.
What?
Right now, I recall a few times where I should have scored, and for whatever reason, you know, we didn't score. So I'm holding myself accountable so I can work that much harder so I do make that play somehow. All we got right now is work, you know what I mean? It's either you're working or you're not working. And we have all this time to relax, so it's time to work. I just want to be the best that I can be. When if I truly feel like I did the best I could do after this next season, I'll be happy with no matter what happens. I gotta be more reliable. I feel like I gotta be like when in doubt, throwing to me is a for sure completion. And I have to make sure first off my quarterback trusts me with his life. You know what I mean? When the ball's in the air, David's getting it. You know what I mean? And I'm just trying to just be more reliable for sure. I feel good. I hope I look good. I hope Coach Simo doesn't mind, you know, the way I look right now. So I'm really excited to get this season started for sure. Let's win. We gotta win. We gotta win. We gotta win. We have to win. I never ever want to feel that feeling that I felt last season. We're really thirsty. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're working really hard, and I think we're gonna change around this upcoming year.
We're just getting ready to drive to Indianapolis to the scouting combine. None of us would be here if we didn't want to win. We didn't think we could win.
So the vertical.
It's always a controversial
event.
Yeah,
it is. When you're trying to get guys to measure their arms, guys literally like will stand there and like fight you.
John Dorsey called me. He said, make sure you bring me my hat. You think you can handle that? And of course, I told him it's 50-50. I definitely always knew I wanted to get into scouting. I think the earliest documented thing was fifth grade graduation. We had to write what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I put NFL scout, and that it's still there in the yearbooks. It was always just something I was passionate about and had the aptitude for, fortunately. I'm in a unique situation with my dad being in the NFL, so I've been going to the combine every year since 1994. And I was a middle schooler at that time. My mom would hem and haw every year, but she would let me out of school and I'd be able to go with my dad and learn quite a bit about the profession. I started out in the pro scouting department with the Packers, and that's kind of the path I've taken. I try and find guys that the other teams didn't know about, and I think it's really just a pride thing. Yeah, so we're just getting ready to drive to Indianapolis, the scouting combine, and 4.5 hours, a lot of time to think about all that we need to accomplish once we get there. This is probably gonna be the most exciting combine for me, just because we have so many high picks. It's gonna be so real. You know, we can get whoever we want. We have the first pick in the draft, and we have the fourth pick in the draft. And obviously we have 3 second-round picks. We can change this culture around and become winners. I mean, none of us would be here if we didn't want to win. We didn't think we could win. And this is the first step towards doing that, would be the combine and the draft.
Scouting is very much a blend of everything and taking in all these different events. So the 40 is something, yes, you can train for. You know, it becomes a contest for some guys. Some guys come out and tell you they're going to try to run this time or break this record, and we'll see.
You know, Myles Garrett last year, when he came out, you know, 6'4 plus, 260 pounds plus, and when he comes out here, runs 4.6 something, it stands out, it jumps out.
Yeah, when I had 3 scouts in front of me turn around and say, what number is he gonna be? So
the bench press, I would say, is probably the second most exciting event, mm-hmm. probably for fans. Right. They wanna know who's fast and who's strong.
But this is one where you definitely see guys' personality, where for the 40, everyone's quiet, everyone's focused, guys are off doing their own warm-ups. Here, everyone's cheering, ready to go nuts when guys put up good numbers, so. Yeah.
So the vertical.
It's always a controversial
event.
Yeah,
it is.
When you're trying to get guys to measure their arms, it's always like, it's a tug of war at the pro days. Guys literally like will stand there and like fight you to go like this.
And the guy's acting like you're hurting them. It's like, I can't do it. And then they're giving you this. And then when they go to warm up, they're like this.
Yeah,
and
of course
they are. You just did it, right?
Yeah. The guys that come in and like absolutely kill all the events at the combine are almost like a marvel to me because of everything. It's not like they can go to bed at 9 o'clock, get a full 8 hours of sleep, 10 hours of sleep, come out here and have to have the best workout of their life in front of hundreds of people judging them on what they're doing. You are putting on an unbelievable performance in a job interview situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's here. 2018 combine is here.
You know, you're asking a lot from these guys. It can be very taxing on you, you know, mentally. There's enough pressure already to perform. The most important thing about the combine is the medicals and seeing the players physically. Finding out who they are as a person and finding out some information about their background is probably what the combine was invented for more than anything. Just medicals and interviews and getting to see these players up and personal.
Just 53?
Just 53.
God, man, I thought you'd done.
I'm going to be talking to you, so I'll call you. Okay. You know, so that's James. He's at the Patriots. You know, he's a Super Bowl guy, so. Gotta hug him and get some luck. I think the thing that helps me have played the game and played the game at a high level is the perspective and understanding what players go through. You know what I mean? I can relate to players, what they're going through, what their families go through. We all come in this game in tough situations sometimes, and we go through tough situations in life sometimes as a player because regardless how you look at it, they're still people. You know, you're asking a lot from these guys. These guys get up. I went through it. You know, these guys get up at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. They got interviews. They got all kinds of stuff. And you know what? It can be very taxing on you, you know, mentally, physically. There's enough pressure already to perform. You know, you have a lot of former coaches. There's a few scouts here who scouted me.
Really?
Yeah, that means they're real old. There's Elliot, my buddy. Say, come give me a hug. We can hug, me and Elliot.
We can hug. We weren't working together for one day.
Yeah, we weren't working together for one day.
Hardest day of my life. Early in the morning. Early in the morning. First of all, this is an exciting time. For our organization, having six of the first 65 picks is going to be a huge opportunity for us to move forward.
As an organization, we understand this is a pivotal offseason for us. We have really done our due diligence in laying out a plan, and I feel really good about that plan moving forward. And with that being said, I'll take your questions.
About getting in and seeing the field work of the players. The offensive line and the specialists will go first, and then the running backs will follow today. So we'll get a chance to follow up on some things we've done in the hotel. You know, we've met with those guys privately, some of them for 15 minutes. I think it's very important because they have to get used to being uncomfortable. Really, it's a 360 for them. They've probably been the man, you know, at their universities, on their football teams. Here, you're just another number. You know, you're running back number 12 or you're quarterback number 6. It really doesn't matter. So you need to come in here with the right attitude. And this is the first time that we get a true indication of what kind of people they are before they're football players. So I think it's very important. Now we get the opportunity to see them on the field.
Shaquem Griffin is absolutely dominating. 2-3-8-4 Shaquem Griffin.
Happy birthday, mama.
When we see the guys do their skills, their individual skills at their position, that's when it's a lot of fun because you watch guys compete. You know, they want to be better than the guy that went before them, better than the guy that's the headliner. And those guys really start to show themselves.
When I first started this out, you wanted to prove to, at the time, Ron Wolf, you wanted to say, okay, I got one here that nobody knows about. And then if you can actually identify him and he can really play, then you, I always say you get a skin in the game. And once you do that, that's how you begin to become a better scout. Once you can identify that and bring those types of players to your team, and to me, that's the art of scouting.
Eyes up.
We've had some tough years, and we can't run from that. That is our history. But at the same time, it's been leading to something.
I think we've done our due diligence. I think we have crafted together a really good plan. Now what we have to do is execute this plan. But I am going to try to move forward, and I will try to use every tool possible to make this organization relevant again.
We understand that we got to make some really good choices about the players we put on our football team to get this organization to winning. Hopefully we can make our fans feel better. Because of what they've been through, we owe them. And we need to go back and give back to our fans.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage one of the all-time greats of the NFL, a surefire future Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas.
The Browns announced today that my co-host, name share, here on the Tomahawk, Joe Thomas, is deciding to retire from the National Football League. Joe, tell us what you're thinking right now. We'll get right into talking about how this decision was made.
Well, it's a bittersweet day for me. I've had 11 amazing seasons here in Cleveland, and to know when it's time to call it quits is always tough because as a competitor, you always think that you can still do it, but there's a point in your career, like you've mentioned on the show before, that you get to that crossroads and you just say, I just can't do it anymore. I just don't have it in my body. My mind is good, but my body is not willing.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think, Jack? Just coming to terms with the fact that my time as a Cleveland Brown, as a player, is over. It's a little bit sad, but overall, just I've been trying to keep the day positive and keep it as a celebration of my career. The problem is I wouldn't even know how to turn it on. I haven't played a video game in 12 years. How old are you, Cameron?
Three.
Like this?
Yeah.
Or like this? And Jack's two.
Hey, according to my old daddy, the monster is straight from the mermaid, and we better
Cameron,
hurry.
Cameron, look it.
Is that what you call the mermaid with?
We're coming. The thing that Alex
call people that need help.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And according to my
that have to help.
Oh, yeah. Hey. How we doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Get your hair cut
a little
this?
Bit. They made
Hi,
me.
Annie.
They made me.
Annie made you?
That's right.
Are you ready to go?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Awesome. Can you put that in your purse?
Yes. Love you.
Love you too.
Good luck. You'll do fine. Does he have a crazy hat on?
Do you like my hat? You want to hold my hand? This is Daddy's weight room where he works out.
Whoa.
Where do you know where they want me? Oh, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage one of the all-time greats of the NFL, a surefire future Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas.
Thanks, Jimmy. You're a tall guy, but I'm a little taller here. This offseason, there was a lot of people that reached out to me when they heard I was considering retirement. Brandon Whedon still has my phone number, and he tried to call me, but he ended up still being stuck under that giant American flag, so he didn't get any reception. Johnny tried to call me from the club, but his money phone apparently didn't have very good service. And in the end, we all know that the reason I retired was because of Robert Griffin III. It was definitely his fault. My son liked that one. I think it's important that I mention a thanks to all the fans. Playing in front of the greatest fans in the NFL is easily the greatest honor that I've had in my 11-year career. I hope I was able to make you guys proud in the way that I was always proud when I told people boldly that I am a Cleveland Brown. The excitement I had for my team and my city never wavered, no matter what the circumstances. So it is with all of this that I must say goodbye. goodbye not because I'm retiring, but because I'm merely changing jobs. From being your left tackle to being the number one fan of the Cleveland Browns. Thank you.
So what was going through my head when I was on the podium was, don't look at my wife because I'm going to cry if I look at her. And don't try to think too much about what I'm saying because I'll probably cry and have a hard time finishing. And it was important for me to be able to finish what I was saying so that I could properly thank the people that deserved it. I've never taken a picture like this. What am I supposed to do?
Thank you.
What do I do with my hands?
What do I do with my hands? Seriously, what do I do with my hands?
John, give us a heads up when you start taking a smile for you and stuff. Okay.
Good. Thank
cool.
You, woo! Appreciate it.
My message for the fans after today's event is a message of thanks. I can't thank you enough for embracing me as a left tackle, as a member of the Cleveland Browns, and teaching me all the things that being part of this great organization is. Come closer, at least. You don't have to be unbiased anymore.
I don't know if we ever were, Joe.
You're looking good. Well, they gonna put you in front of the TV. That's what's going on. Come on,
guy. Having the ability to continue to grow as a player on the field is something that I look forward to here in Cleveland.
In Columbus today, headed over to the Ohio State Pro Day.
Trying to get you on camera.
Today's our local Pro Day. We get a feel of what the coaches like to see, and we're trying to blend it all together, hopefully so we peak in time for the draft and get guys that can help our team.